Geelong finished runners-up in the grand final. They're going to have pick 17, essentially, in a preseason draft. It'd be near impossible to get him through. So that's where the Giants have got a bit of power in this one, because the threat of the preseason draft, we'll just see, you know.
Can he go in the national draft?
To be honest, I don't actually know the specific rules. I think preseason draft is first. Otherwise, we would have seen Jack Martin go the same way last year with the Blues. Luke Ball went national draft, so there is that avenue. But, you know, we speak about Collingwood and their need for a key forward. Well, who's to say if Jeremy Cameron doesn't go into the preseason draft that the Pies don't swoop in earlier, or another club, or any of the other 16 clubs? So I think that's a long way down the path. The Cats traditionally kind of been one of the best clubs to trade with. Look at Dangerfield and look at Tim Kelly last year. Yes, they asked for a lot from the Eagles, but they were able to get a deal done. The Cats have a reputation among the other clubs as one of the best to deal with, and I still expect Jeremy Cameron to find his way to Geelong, even if it's for two first-round picks.
Mm. And the other one, the Cats are going to be busy as well. So we know Ablett has retired. Harry Taylor, most saying that he will retire as well. But Sean Higgins is the ideal Gary Ablett replacement. He's definitely an upgrade on where Gary's been this year, not on his career, obviously, but where he is right now and what he can bring. He is contracted, though, Mitch, which does make it a little bit more difficult for the Cats to get him.
It does, but the North Melbourne Footy Club have said goodbye to Sean Higgins, and they're parting with him. We saw last week when they sent the Reece Shaw statement out, the Roos, they listed 12 players, Kane, of their experienced guys who they expect to help them jump up the ladder next year. There was guys on there like Jared Pollock, Aaron Hall, Dom Tyson, and these guys. There was no Sean Higgins. So the Roos have parted with him. As you said, he's got a year to run, but he's going to get two at the Cats, and I expect that one to be a second or third round pick. The Roos will probably offer to pay a bit of that contract because they've got the salary cap room to do so. And I see it, the more they pay of that contract for Sean Higgins next year, well, the more the Cats should give up when it comes to a draft pick. That's how these ones usually work. He'll get there. He starts next year at 33, Sean Higgins, so it's a bit younger than what Gary Ablett departs at 36. But this Cats team was the oldest grand final team in history on the weekend. 28 years and 110 days on average. It is an old team. And to bring Sean Higgins in, you know, it doesn't really change much from the Gary Ablett one. We know Harry Taylor is weighing up his future. But they need to start playing some of these kids. Otherwise, this sustained period of contending will quickly fall away.
They're going to lose one, Nekiah Cockatoo, first-round draft pick from a number of years ago, has just not been able to get going despite the talent that we know he's got. He's off to Brisbane. Mitch, could this be the first deal done in the trade period?
Could absolutely well be. I think this one is just about locked in for Nekiah Cockatoo to go to Brisbane. He shares the same manager, Kane, as Lincoln McCarthy, and he was in a similar boat at the Cats a couple of years ago when he couldn't get on the park, couldn't get his body right, went up to the Lions, and they waved their magic wand up there, the Lions, and got him on the park. And we've seen what Lincoln McCarthy's been able to do in the last two seasons. They're backing themselves in with Joe Danaher. They'll do the same with Nekiah Cockatoo, and I expect to get him to get a multi-year deal to move to the Lions. The Cats have got a number of other, you know, players up in the air too. We know Hawkins will re-sign. Parfitt, as we mentioned. Zach Tui is about to get another extension. But there's a guy like, you know, Quinton Narkle, who's one of their other 14 players out of contracts. Where does he sit? He's yet to get a contract offer from the Cats. Could another club go and target him? He's that small forward who can show a bit of class at stoppages. I wouldn't be surprised if he looked to get out if the Cats don't come very soon with a contract offer.